Canto 20. When he that lights the whole world sinks from sight out of our hemisphere, so that the day is spent on all sides, sky concedes to night, sky that was lit by him alone gives way to many lights, all shining with his light. This scattering in the sky came to my mind when the world's flag, and flag of all its kings, fell silent in its beak, for me to find that all its shining points, those living things, shone still more brightly, and a river flowed of songs I cannot now recall. Sweet love, mantled in smiles, how brilliantly you showed yourself in those flutes as they soared above, filled with the breath of holy thoughts that glowed. After the lucid, precious gems with which the sixth realm was bejeweled had chimed their last, I seemed to hear a mountain streamlet switch its murmuring path from rock to rock, not fast, but falling softly, proving full the source it came from high up. And as sound takes form at the lute's frets, and as breath shapes its force at the pipe's vent, so rising through the swarm of lights that made the neck, the murmur welled as if the throat were hollow. I was kept waiting no longer. Clear words were expelled, awaited words. Out of the beak they swept, these words that I longed for and now wrote down. That part with which a mortal eagle sees and turn towards the sun without a frown, watch now in me. From fires of all degrees my shape is made, and those that make the eye that sparkles in my head outrank the rest. The one the shining pupil is made by is he who brought the ark home like a guest while always singing of the Holy Ghost. Now David knows the burden of that song, as he conceived it was no idle boast, because the recompense is rich and long for his wise counsel. Of the five who make my eyebrows arch, the nearest to my beak is Trajan, who joined in the widow's wake for her son. Now he knows how life is bleak without Christ, for he's seen the difference, having been pagan once and later saved. Next on the upward curve of eminence above my eye, Hezekiah shines, who craved more time, and his repentance helped him there, for what he asked Isaiah he obtained, a long life, and now life beyond compare. And next comes Constantine, the one that reigned in Rome, and who meant well by moving east and turning Greek with me and all the laws, and one good thing came out of it at least. There was no harm for him, although his cause that made the Pope a king only increased the chaos in the world. His crop we reap. William you see next on the downward curve, from whom now Sicily and Naples weep, as living Charles and Frederick show they serve themselves. But how the power of love runs deep up here for the just king is proved to us by his face spilling fire. Who would have guessed in the erring world below that Ripheus of Troy would be the fifth light in this crest? The sea of grace the world finds a deep thing he sees through now, though not down the whole way. Just as the soaring lark at first will sing, and then fall silent, by its latest play of sweetness satisfied, that image seemed to me. It was the imprint of the will of the eternal pleasure, which is deemed that all which was and is and will be still might be. As glass is to its colored coat, I was to my perplexity, and yet my question would not wait to play a note, but weight and pressure forced it from the set of my lips. How can these things be? I said. And then I saw a sudden festival of lights, and then the bright eye in its head flashed still more, as the sign replied, lest all my stunned suspense continue. If you think these things are true because I say them, yet you can't see how they can be, so they sink from sight although believed, then all you get from anything is just its name. The pith of that thing is withheld from you, unless it's all set out for you to conjure with. For heaven's kingdom suffers, and will bless violence, a vivid love, and hope on fire, which conquer the divine will not as men may conquer men, but out of its desire thus to be conquered, and because its plan is conquest through its goodness. Yes, the first and fifth stars of my eyebrow puzzle you to see the realm of angels thus imbursed. But here and now you should revise your view that they were unbelievers when they left their bodies. They were Christians of firm faith, one that the dear feet would be nailed and cleft, the other that they were. Trajan, a wraith, came out of hell to find his bones again, and since none there are saved by willing good, this was the prize for that saint among men, Pope Gregory, whose prayers were understood and helped by God, so that one damned might then be raised to where his will could be so moved. This glorious soul, returned thus to the flesh for a short time, believed in him that proved able to intercede. Love flared afresh from that belief. The emperor lived to face his next death, and came here to us. And now regard the Trojan, saved by God's good grace, whose fountain goes so deep no one knows how to see down to its wellspring, its first place. And yet he came to love the right, his eyes opened by God from grace, to our future redemption. Truth that never dies, he found, and so believing in its power, he spurned the stench of paganism from that day, scolding the people in its spell for their perversity. His baptism, 1,000 years too soon? That task befell 3 ladies you saw near the gospel car at its right wheel. Faith, hope, and love. Your route, predestination, how it stands so far from that gaze, gaze no matter how acute, which sees in parts but can't see how they are united in the first cause. Mortals, be restrained in judging. We who see God know not all of the elect as yet. And we find the lack sweet, our good perfected so by his. We will what God wills, willingly. Thus from the image I got medicine sweetly to clear the shortness of my view, and as a good guitarist will bring in the notes of trembling strings to make more true the singer's melody, whereby the song grows sweeter still, so while it spoke, the paired exalted lights kept time and played along. Like eyes that blinked together and then flared, their little flames moved by the words they shared.